Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association, filling in today for Sam Shad. We're going to be talking to Ryan Hamilton, candidate for Clark County Commission District A. That's next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development. Building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. Tollsdevelopment.com.
When Roe versus Wade was overturned, I couldn't believe it.
50 years of progress gone in an instant.
Now I hear Sam Brown was chairman of a group that fought to ban abortion.
With no exceptions, even for rape or incest.
And not only that, Sam Brown tried to hide it now that he's running for Senate, leaving it off his official campaign documents so we wouldn't find out.
It's no surprise that Sam Brown wants to hide his extreme views.
But we know he's not for us.
Win Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Ryan Hamilton. He is the Republican candidate for Clark County Commission District A. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here. Good morning.
Hey, well, and it's good to see you. And I am going to just let people know for complete transparency. Hey, you and I have been friends for a long time. We're both advocates for business down at the legislature. Me, of course, with the truckers. You with the Las Vegas Chamber. And, you know, we love you. And, you know, we support you. So for full transparency, just get that out there. Tell me about your commission district that you're running to represent.
Sure. It's the south, east and west part of Las Vegas, or the Las Vegas Valley. It includes primarily unincorporated Clark County, some parts of Henderson. It goes all the way down to Laughlin, to the state line with Arizona. It includes the eastern part of the 15, inclusive of Prim, so all the parts east of the 15 as you go to California. And then in the urban area, it includes the western part of Las Vegas Boulevard from Flamingo, kind of all the way down. It includes Lorraine Hunt Bono's fine restaurant, The Bootlegger, on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Love that place.
Great place. And then it's a little box on the west side from Durango to Flamingo, Windmill, and Las Vegas Boulevard. So really easy to understand.
Okay. So, that's a big district with a lot of kind of divergent areas, you know, from urban to suburban to, you know, rural. Why do you want to do this? Why do you want to represent that commission district?
You know, I've lived in Las Vegas more or less my whole life. And I thought it was a really great place to grow up. We had access to great parks. I felt safe virtually everywhere I went. My parents could let me out to play on the street. There were some troubles and challenges that our community faced, primarily with growth and some crime, but it was a great place to grow up. And I've watched that be steadily chipped away over the last 10 years and really with an acceleration over the past 4 years. And Michael Naft, who is the incumbent commissioner, was running for re-election, and it didn't look like there was a very viable Republican who was going to challenge him. And I didn't think that was right. The trajectory of our community is really on the decline. We've got 1,000 more homeless people who are on the streets now than when Mr. Naft first took office. Traffic is a real serious problem, congestion that we face in our valley day to day that impedes our quality of life. If you were to do a study, say, of 100 people and ask them of the tasks that they do day to day, what is the thing they like the least? Number one is commuting to work, and number two is commuting home from work. And so we're really adding to a decreased quality of life with this traffic congestion for no good reason. I mean, there's no expert solutions here. It just doesn't look like anybody's in charge. Crime is on the rise. Cost of living issues are huge. You know, we've got the second highest cost of groceries in Nevada now, second highest cost of gasoline to California, of course, second highest cost of car insurance. And many reports are saying you need to make more than $90,000 as a single individual just to afford rent and have a base quality of life here in town. That's totally different from when I grew up, when you could come to town and get a shrimp cocktail for a dollar. You came here from places like Sheboygan because your dollar went farther in Las Vegas. And we have really sacrificed that quality of life and that affordability over the last 4 to 5 years, I think. And it's accelerated here faster than in other places. And so I just couldn't sit down and do nothing. I'm highly motivated by these issues. I'm a homeowner here now. And I don't want to see the place where I grow up continue to be on the decline and chase these policies that we know are failures in other parts of the country already. We know that today. And so I threw my hat in the ring, hoping that this would be the year that maybe some people decided that they were fed up with the way things are going here in the county. And I hope to be able to deliver a change for people so that, you know, when we come around the next 4 years, maybe there are fewer homeless people on the streets. Maybe there are fewer construction projects that impede commuters. Maybe our animal shelter, which is really poorly managed right now, it's being sued for abuse and neglect of the animals in public care. Maybe that is squared away. Because right now, year over year, we're just adding problems.
So, yeah, Ryan, that's interesting. Like, hey, of course, we all think a lot about traffic. We think a lot about crime. We think a lot about homelessness, animal shelter. Dig into that just a little bit.
You know, it's a really, sometimes it's tough for me to talk about because, you know, I'm a pet owner. I adopted a dog named Moose. I have I inherited another one when I became partnered. Both of them are, you know, shelter dogs. They're mutts. But right now, Clark County pays a company or a nonprofit called the Animal Foundation to administer their public animal shelter. And the Animal Foundation has been troubled for more than 10 years. These are not new issues. These are not things that have just happened in the past 6 months. Over the past, we'll say 4 years, Darcy Spears and the news have done exposés about the terrible condition that animals are in the Animal Foundation. And the county has done absolutely nothing to improve those conditions. One audit found that dogs are kenneled for years in public custody. That's outrageous to me. It's so bad that it's prompted a lawsuit from local animal advocates, No Kill Las Vegas. And they allege that what's happening in the shelter is abuse and neglect, and it's working its way through the courts right now. If you search it on Google, there's no shortage of horror stories. People sometimes have to wait 38 days to drop off a dog that they find who's a stray dog. That just doesn't work for people. If I find a stray dog, I can't keep it for a month and 10 days.
I might as well adopt it at that point.
Right, exactly. So those policies are designed to fail. There has been some people who have gone to the animal shelter to drop a dog off. They've refused the dog, and the dog has been run over in the parking lot because people couldn't take it back home and the animal shelter wouldn't take it in, and the dog perished, right? There's been other stories where a person has lost their dog, and within 2 days, that dog has been euthanized at the animal shelter, even when the owner came looking for it, and the owner found out that their dog had been put down.
So what is it that you could do as commissioner to address these? Because, I mean, hey, you're breaking my heart right now.
Sure. That's a very good question. So you look, has this happened before, and has it happened in our community? And the answer is yes. 3 years ago, the Nevada Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals had very similar struggles. And on top of that, they had financial troubles. Their CEO was not a good custodian of their money. And there was a big change in leadership. There was a huge outcry from the community. People put a lot of pressure on the NSPCA, and they did a full external audit. They replaced their board entirely. They found a new CEO and they turned that animal shelter around in 16 months. And now it's one of the best places that you could imagine. They have public partnerships. It's really a model shelter. And so if the county, which holds the power of the purse, applied the same kind of pressure to get the Animal Foundation leadership turned around, I think it would be pretty easy. And I actually think it would happen in an abbreviated period of time. But right now, they let the leadership, the same leadership that's caused all these issues for so many years, is allowed to persist. And on top of that, the county votes to give them more money, even though the money they have isn't very, very well managed. And so those are things I would change right away. I would apply immediate public pressure to get new leadership into the Animal Foundation. And I would threaten withholding funds if they don't do that. I would have an expectation of a certain quality of care. And like some people, you know, there's actually one very powerful animal advocate, Victoria Seaman. She shows up and does unannounced visits to inspect the quality of the Animal Foundation because the city shares the cost of the Animal Foundation's operations. And I would expect to do the same thing. I certainly wouldn't do what Mr. Naft is doing, which is nothing. I would be talking about it. I would be trying to change the leadership, withhold public funds, find a solution. It's unacceptable to me that it's happening, and it's acceptable to him that it is.
All right. We are here with Ryan Hamilton, candidate for District A in Clark County. And we're going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Ryan Hamilton, who is a Republican candidate in Clark County Commission District A. Ryan, you actually are quite an expert in a lot of the homelessness issues. Having some direct contact with that community in your professional life. How is the county handling that? And what would you change if you were in a leadership role?
Thank you for the question, Paul. I've spent the last 2 years, give or take a few months, working at an organization in downtown Las Vegas that wants to solve the homelessness problem. And what that means is they want to take a person who currently is unhoused. Typically, they're suffering from substance use disorder and or some kind of mental illness. And they want to transition that person into a housed, sober, well person so that they can participate in economic activity, be reunited with their families, and actively do the things that make life worth living. And so that's what they view as a solution, and that's what they're dedicated to. And so that's the framework that I kind of approach this solution with. I don't want people to be homeless. And typically, especially now, when they're homeless, it means that they're suffering from a drug addiction. And or a mental illness. And so we got to solve those problems. I mean, it's unacceptable to me right now during Mr. Neff's term. There's been 1,000 people added to the ranks of the homeless over the last 4 years, an increase of approximately 21%. If you go back and look when he first ran for office, he did an interview where he said that he was going to tackle this and there would be fewer homeless people in 4 years. But the reality is he hasn't met the goal that he set out for himself. And in that time period, the county has actually raised taxes on people during this unprecedented time of inflation and economic challenge. They've actually raised taxes on people to try to solve the homelessness issue, and they have been totally ineffective. One of the reasons that I think they're ineffective is because they don't bother to count, after all of this effort that they have, how many people they've transitioned from the streets off of the streets. It's not the goal of their program to solve homelessness. It's the goal of the program really to accommodate it. And what do I mean by that? Well, if you ask the county, they spend approximately $70,000 per homeless person per year. Okay, what do you spend that money on? What are you tracking? They can tell you how many shower trailer hours they've rented, how many hygiene kits have been distributed, maybe how many nights in a hotel people have been bought, how many nights in jail, how many nights in the hospital, how many hospital ambulance rides they've bought. But do they provide treatment to somebody who wants to get sober? Do they provide medication, psychotic medication for people? Do they provide access to a psychiatrist or psychiatric care for somebody who wants to get off the streets? The answer is very rarely they do. Right now, it's really easy to be homeless. The county doesn't have a camping ban, which is something that's different from the city of Las Vegas and the city of Henderson. Right now, if you want to camp in the public right of way in Henderson or Las Vegas, the police can come scoop you up or they'll transition you to supportive services in the county. There's no such law. And so it's pretty easy to be homeless in the county. Homeless people know that. They don't get harassed as frequently. And it's very difficult to find access to recovery care. We have to switch that up. It's got to be very inconvenient to be homeless in Las Vegas and really easy to get yourself into some kind of recovery, supportive service, rehabilitative program. And that's the change that I would hope to affect. And the first thing that we would do is start counting the number of people that we're taking off of the streets and putting into these programs, the objective of which is to rehabilitate a person. And the other thing that I could do right away, and it's mind-boggling to me that this doesn't exist, and I hope voters will agree with me, is that there's no regional plan. So the county doesn't meet with the constituent cities to say, okay, what is everybody doing on this homelessness agenda? Because it's not a problem that ends on Sahara, right? I drive all over the valley.
It moves. It moves from one place to the other. And I mean, hey, we see that in Northern Nevada when Sparks, you know, implements their overnight camping ban. You know, hey, they move to a jurisdiction where that doesn't exist. So, you know, it's not like this stuff just happens in a vacuum.
Right. And so the city and the county, and they can pursue their respective policies, but to not come together and have a regional plan and compare results is just criminally negligent. And so I think that they've got to come together in a formal way, in an auditable way, where you can take metrics and they got to compare and they got to come up with a plan and identify an objective and all the basic stuff that you would do if you wanted a high-performing organization.
Hey, Ryan, how successful is the program that you work with, you know, in terms of, you know, getting homeless people well and, you know, to a point where they're sober, they can take care of themselves?
Sure. So the program that I was working with, after people stayed for approximately 133 days, and that's much longer than you would get in the private sector, because most of these people need a little bit longer runway to launch. They've been homeless sometimes for decades. That having been said, what this organization does is at 6 months, they provide like a $25 gift card and they get people to come back in and take a survey and drop a urinalysis so they can test and see if what they're saying is accurate. And 86% of those people test clean at the 6 month mark, which is a really positive result. And more than 90 are housed and they're either looking for a job, have a job, or are on some kind of long-term disability because that's the maximum extent of economic activity they can have. But it's better than them living on the street corner, addicted to drugs, or in a park, right? They have their own apartment, they're self-providing, they're connected to the services that they need to continue on. And so with respect to that, there's a huge success of transitioning people who complete the program out. And what I've learned over the past 2 years, and what I think I probably always understood, you know, my family's been affected by addiction, is that recovery is a process, and a lot of people, it's not going to take the first time or even the second time. I was privileged to work with a guy, it took on his 37th time. Right? He had tried to sober up 36 times and failed, and he tried the 37th, and now he's a drug and alcohol counselor with decades of sobriety and clean time under his belt.
Yeah, hey, love those stories. All right, we are here with Ryan Hamilton, candidate for Clark County Commission District A, and we're going to be right back for a final segment on Nevada Newsmakers.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news in between and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Fantastic cocktails and delicious food. It's a good time to eat. Over 500 hot slots plus electronic table games.
It's a good time to play.
Player rewards and big time jackpots.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good times are tamer.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are talking with Ryan Hamilton, candidate for Clark County Commission District A. Hey, Ryan, you know, real quick, you know, we'll talk about a little issue that doesn't have a lot of controversy, and that's water. You know, a lot of folks down in Southern Nevada say the Southern Nevada Water Authority has been pretty heavy-handed with their excessive use charges, with their conservation efforts, with where they want to limit people in terms of how much water they can use on a daily basis. What do you think we need to do, and what would you do in a leadership role to address that issue?
One of the first things that I would do is change the priorities the Water Authority has. So right now, it's kind of not their fault, because the people in charge say your mission is to save water, period. So they don't really weigh against quality of life improvements or declines when they're making that decision. The answer is, does it save water? Okay, then we're going to do it. One of the more controversial proposals was to eliminate all grass in all public parks and replace it with that fake green petroleum product turf, which I'm totally against. But that was actually a proposal. People should investigate that because it's what they want over the long term, is the total replacement of grass and green space, natural green space, in town to save water to allow for further development.
So hit Ryan real quick. I mean, one thing I know about that grass versus real grass is it gets a lot hotter.
It actually gets hotter than the asphalt. It retains heat during the middle of the day at a rate higher than the black asphalt. And one of the more incredible things is there's never been an environmental impact study. I mean, this is a petroleum product subject to extreme temperatures, the elements. We're putting it outdoors. We're exposing, in many instances, our youth to it when they play on athletic fields. Our animals sniff it. They have to walk on it. And we don't really know over the long term what the impact of that transition is. But we know in the short term what you said, which is that it increases the heat impact. And everybody kind of understands now that there's an urban heat island effect, which is to say that cities capture heat. And right now, what we're doing through policy is really superpowering our urban heat island effect, because we're paying people to eliminate grass and green space. And that grass brings the temperature down. But one of the problems that we have with our decision making, like I said, is that we only understand this myopically. How do we save water? But what that's gotten us right now is this heat island effect. And when we actually reach an ambient temperature that's high enough, all of the trees will die. No matter how much water we give them individually, they won't be able to survive in the environment because the temperature will be too high. And guess what? The temperature is going to get even hotter when there are no trees. People are going to suffer mental health consequences because there are no trees. We're going to have a real problem with residents if they try to remove the green space to accommodate more houses that can't have that have rocks and no pools. All right. So reality is, we got to change this. We need water in the valley. We've gone as far as we can go with conservation, and we need, and honestly, I like to think I'm a pretty smart guy. I'm not a water engineer expert, but I know that there are jurisdictions out east that have the opposite problem that we have. They flood too frequently. They have water removal issues. And I know that there's a whole ocean to the west of us that's not that far away. I know that we have a fuel pipeline that runs into Nevada. So I know it's possible to build. We have transcontinental railroads that deliver passengers and freight to our state. We can have a water pipeline that ensures the economic security and future of our community, and ensures that we have a quality of life so people can have a baseball park, a dog park, a place to picnic. That's what we need as a community.
Alon, hey, Ryan, thank you very much. Always great talking to you. Great to have you on the show. And good luck and Godspeed, buddy. We're going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Carson Valley Inn, it's your place for the good times. Carson Valley Inn.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
This has been Paul Enos filling in for Sam Shad. If you want to rewatch this show, or you missed any part of it, or watch old shows, you can go back to NevadaNewsmakers.com. Thank you for watching and listening.